has won cash and prizes totaling $51,450. Today, one of our contestants could win a pair of fur jackets, a gold camera, a diamond bracelet, or a trip to Jamaica, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Mercury Cougar and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you, Karen. That's nice. What a nice way to start the day. Welcome to Sale of the Century, and let us welcome back our champion, Curtis Warren. Hi, Curtis.
How you doing?
$51,450 in cash and prizes. Wow. And I must tell you, there are four prizes left on the board. I know there's some beautiful, luxurious luggage, and you've got a couple of trips that would go with that. They're his and her fur coats, and the other two, $3,000 in cash and $10,000 in cash. Ready to go again?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. A vision in black and white. Whom did you bring us?
This contestant is a high-tech designer from Los Angeles, California. Let's greet Nana Weinberg.
Hello there, Nana.
And he's a domestic engineer from Santa Ana, California. Help welcome Ray Polakovic.
Hi there, Ray. See you a little later with some bargains, Summer. Thank you. Ray, a domestic engineer. You are a housewife.
No, Jim. I wash windows for a living. My partner and I, my roommate, we opened up our own business, and now we wash windows.
Good. Working out for you?
Swimmingly.
Swimmingly. Terrific. Nice to have you here, Ray. And Nana, a high-tech designer?
Well, I'm in architecture, and right now I do all my drafting on the computer.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Is that the wave of the future for architecture?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, nice to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. We'll start you all off with $20, and we'll get into the match with this question. In the comics, who has a rich guardian named at... Curtis?
Richie Rich.
No. Might as well say something. We hit that buzzer. No, name Daddy Warbucks. That, of course, is Little Orphan Annie. Quick buzzer cost you $5 for the incorrect answer. Down to 15. Allegedly, what rainy day necessity brings, Ray?
Umbrella.
Brings bad luck if opened indoors. That anticipation paid off on the plus side. Ray, you're right. You get $5 for the correct answer to 25. When you're very happy, what number cloud are you on? Curtis.
You're on cloud 9.
Cloud 9 it is. And Curtis, back to the $20 mark. Who is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly? Curtis?
Boy Scout.
I didn't have to finish him. You're right. You've tied Ray for first place at 25. Come on, Nana. You get one now. We'll have a three-way tie. What would a German do with his schnapps? Curtis.
He'd drink it.
He'd drink it is right. And Curtis goes into the lead. And it's time for an instant bargain. Claire in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Curtis, you've got a $5 lead over Ray. We've got something you might be interested in. Take a look at this.
Curtis, bring your life into focus with these great binoculars. Contoured to your hand, designed to be shockproof and to view well even in poor lighting. Furnished by the price of his toys. And it's normally priced at $510. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, you got your attention, huh, David? Binoculars good in low light, too. Well, that's interesting. $510 binoculars. That's pretty fancy binoculars. $510 worth.
I guess I could really get an eyeful with those.
You certainly could. $5 is all it would cost. You would be in a tie with Ray. I'll throw in $100 in cash to go with it. $610 bargain. You'd still be in a tie. Going once. Going twice. No sale on the binoculars. Nope, not a big enough lead for the champion to take the chance. Back with this. Gomez, Morticia, Pugsley, Ray?
Adams Family.
That's where they're at, the Adams Family. And Ray ties Curtis anyway at 30. In the Arabian Nights, what did Alibaba, Ray?
40 thieves.
Oh, no. No, to open the door of the robber's cave, he said, open sesame. And a quick buzzer cost Ray. This time he loses 5. In what state would you be vacationing if you were skiing in Park, Ray?
Utah.
Park City, I was going to say, or Sundance. Utah it is, and Ray's got the same kind of anticipation as Curtis, obviously. Well, a couple of quick gentlemen there, Nana. You got to go to keep up with them. Matter of fact, if Nana can get control now with a fame game, she could tie them with a $10 money card on the board. Famous character. I am a fictional character who first appeared in print in 1932, created by Robert E. Howard. Since then, I've been featured in... Nana.
Conan.
Yes, that is right. My goodness. with very limited information. Well done. Well, I might have been prophetic because there is a $10 money card. Where, Summer?
Behind the seven.
Lights are flashing, and if you can stop the flashing lights on the $10, we would indeed have a three-way tie. We're locked into your buzzer. Good luck, Nana. Way she went by it. Number nine, what does she get?
A Halley-scope with camera adapter and tripod. Has a unique viewing system for both land and sky use with skylight filter, T-mount, and carrying case from Halley Optical.
Well, it looks like this segment was for binoculars and all kinds of different scopes. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. And a good game it is. We'll be back to it right after this. Well, the mark of our champion's play over these last few shows has been his quick anticipation. He's still got it, but I must say, the challenger, Ray, is the same kind of anticipation. It is Ray and Curtis both at 30, and Nana just two questions behind at 20. What delicious, rich flavor comes from the dried seeds of the... Ray?
Chocolate.
The cacao tree. You are right. Chocolate it is. That is a lot of anticipation. In the hit song, there's hope for all divorced people because love is lovelier. Curtis.
In the springtime?
No. That's a nice thought, but no, love is lovelier the second time around. And the champion loses five down to 25, and it is Ray with a $10 lead. What four-letter word describes the part of your ear from which... Curtis.
The lobe.
An earring might dangle the lobe it is, and there's that anticipation I was talking about. Curtis back to 30. If your father remarries, what relation... Curtis?
A stepmother.
Is the new wife to you? Stepmother is right, and we've got a tie. Instant bargain time. Now, with a tie, Curtis and Ray, only one of you can have this, so when you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer in for one of you. This is yours.
Ray or Curtis, you'll have a hot time in the kitchen with Frigidaire's finest electric range. With an easy-to-clean lift-up cooktop, electric clean oven, and dual radiant baking system, furnished by Frigidaire. And it's normally priced at $700, but today on sale of the century, yours for only $10.
Wow, very nice. $700 range for just 10 bucks, and I don't see either one of you hitting your buzzer. Ray's even crossing his arms. I mean, the man has no... Curtis, for nine, for eight, for seven, the value of one question, $5, going once, going twice, $2. Going, no sale for $2. My goodness. Ray, do you cook?
No.
Curtis, do you cook?
Never.
Well, I tried, gang. Okay. Didn't want to buy. He's hanging on to that tie. And back with us. You've been fishing all day, and you've landed a lot of cutthroats, steelheads, rainbows. Curtis?
Trout.
Trout is what they are, and Curtis in the lead by five. Who invented the revolver known as the gun? Curtis.
Colt?
And the gun that won the West, you are right, Samuel Colt. It is, and a $10 lead for the champion. In which U.S. state is the Mojave Desert? Curtis.
California.
California's right, and three in a row for the champion with a $15 lead. 1984, he became Ray.
George Orwell.
He does tie in with 1984. The first major black American presidential candidate, of course, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. And Ray's quick anticipation did not pay off. And now it's a $20 lead for Curtis. This traditional symbol of good luck also describes the shape of a four-direction Nana.
Shamrock.
No highway interchange. That is a clover leaf. That's the interchange, and you lose five. You're trying to get in there with their way of playing it, Nana, and it didn't work. Sorry about that. Talking about clover leaves, if you've never driven out here in California, for drivers not familiar with California's clover leaves, I just want to fill you in, and it's a word to the wise. He who hesitates is not only lost, but probably in Arizona already. We will be right back to a good match right after this. Well, they've been bouncing around, but the champion's back into the lead. Curtis at 50, Ray at 30, Nana at 15, and a $15 money card to be added to the board. Fame game again. Famous person. I was born in 1943 with the middle name William. I was once paid $1 an hour to take care of the baseball field at the University of Alabama. Sometime later, I was making $1 million a year doing such things as... Curtis?
Joe Namath.
Joe Namath is right, from the University of Alabama to Broadway Joe. You are right, and Curtis gets control. Where's that $15 money card?
Behind the eight.
Two of them right next to one another, locked into your buzzer. Curtis, good luck.
Okay, let's go 15. Come on, 15.
He hits a $10 money card. You might need it against a good challenger like Ray. He had that $10 to Curtis's score, and he jumps into a $30 lead. According to the initials, during certain stages of sleep, you experience Curtis.
Rapid eye movement?
REM, you are right. Rapid eye movement it is. And Curtis is 65. What two-word title is given to the highest elected official, Curtis?
Prime Minister?
In Great Britain. That's right. Prime Minister it is. Another five for Curtis. Boy, you're under a good cloud there, Curtis. This last name? This last name is shared by a Shakespearean king. Curtis?
Hamlet?
No. And a TV producer whose hits include All in the Family. Lear. He loses one finally, down to 65. But still a big $35 lead. Curtis, you've won a couple of good trips. $35 lead. How about this?
Curtis, here's a getaway fit for a star to beautiful Palm Springs. We'll limo you and a friend from Los Angeles to the desert playground of Palm Springs, where you'll have a week for two at the Palm Springs Estrella Inn in a luxury cottage. Swimming pools, jacuzzis, fireplaces, lush gardens, country club setting in the heart of Palm Springs, near fine shops, furnished by Estrella Inn, and it's normally priced at $1,600. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $15.
Do you ever experience days when you feel like your job is especially difficult? Curtis, where do you live?
I think I live in Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. Summer.
It's one of those days.
Shame on you. But it's a limo trip home. I mean, $1,600 limo. You could check out of your house and go to the Estrella Inn.
That's true. That's
cost you $15. You'd still have a $20 lead.
Catch a few rays.
Lives in Palm Springs. I'm going to do something I have never done. How would you and your wife like to go instead to San Francisco? Forget the trip to Palm Springs. I'll send you to San Francisco with $400 in cash for $15. Going once! Going! All right! We found a place! So, you got yourself a great trip for $15. We'll knock it off your score. I was afraid he was going to tell me that his wife lives in San Francisco. We'll be right back after this. Enjoy that. Well, the good news is that we're going to send our champion Curtis to San Francisco instead of to his home in Palm Springs. The bad news is we're going to send him in the limo that only has enough gas to get to Palm Springs. No, we'll get you to San Francisco. Curtis at 50, Ray at 30, Nana at 15. Let's get back. In opera, what country did Figaro? Nana.
Italy.
No. Barber of Seville. That's Spain. And you lose five on that, Nana. Sorry about that. It was an Italian opera, but about Figaro in Spain. What political party was outlawed in the U.S. on last? Nana.
Communist Party.
What's that?
The Communist Party.
1954. You are right. Communist Party it is. Nana back to 15. Name the blue-eyed country singing sister of superstar Curtis.
Loretta Lynn?
No, I was going to say Loretta Lynn. We wanted the sister, Crystal Gayle, and the champion loses five, down to 45. $15 lead for the champion, a $15 money card up there, and a 25 to be added. A famous place. I am an American city, founded in 1636. 3 years later, English settlers met in me and adopted the fundamental orders, which later served as a model for the U.S. Constitution. Ray.
Philadelphia.
Incorrect. Took a chance it did not pay off. Out of the rest of the question, you stay at 30. We'll clear it. Continue for Nana and Curtis. In 1835, following a disastrous fire in New York City, one of my insurance companies... Nana.
Boston.
Incorrect. And a break for Curtis. He's got the rest of the question all to himself. One of my insurance companies was among the few to pay off its claims. Today, about 50 such firms make their homes in me. New Haven and I were once the twin capitals of Connecticut. But since 1875, I have been the only capital. I am the city of...
Hartford.
Hartford is exactly right. And Curtis could take advantage of it. Where's that $25?
Behind the one.
Two of them up there. You've only got a $15 lead right now. Curtis, you might need one. Good luck.
Come on, 25. Come on, 25.
Just went by it. Landed on two.
Men's suits.
Botany 500, fashions for the gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle, tailored with fine American craftsmanship. Furnished by Botany 500.
Over $500 worth of suits. And I know Ray was happy that Curtis didn't find a money card because he's trailing by just three questions now as we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Curtis at 45, Ray at 30, Nan at 15. Good luck as we start the speed round now. What is nicknamed Old Glory? Curtis.
The American flag.
Right. What musical instrument was played by jazz great Louis Armstrong? Curtis.
The trumpet.
Right. In what type of mollusk would you find a... Curtis.
A mussel.
No, wrong. According to the old saying, what broke the camel's back? Curtis.
A straw.
Right. Who invented the telephone? Ray.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Right. You shred what vegetable or Curtis?
Cheese.
Wrong. The Mississippi River flows into what large body? Ray.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Right. What kind of animal is a mallard? Curtis.
It's a duck.
Right. In mythology, whose face launched a thousand? Curtis.
Venus.
Wrong. In what Asian capital could you go shopping in the Ginza? Curtis.
Tokyo.
Right. How old must you be in order to cast your vote in a national? Curtis.
18.
Right. What ancient language gave rise to the modern Romance language? Ray.
Latin.
Right. Members of what profession might take the Florence Nightingale? Ray.
Nurses.
Right. What is the capital city of Venezuela? Curtis.
Caracas.
Right. Name the great Italian poet who gave us the Divine Comedy. Curtis.
Michelangelo.
Wrong. You lose five down to 60, but you win it, Curtis, by $10. Congratulations. Back to the champion in a moment. He went in with a $15 lead, and he hung on for a $10 win. And the difference was that $10 money card that Curtis found up there on the winner's board. First of all, to wrap up, the Divine Comedy was written by Dante. The, in mythology, the face that launched the thousand ships. Helen of Troy, the face that launched. You shred to make sauerkraut, you shred cabbage. Not cheese, cabbage. Otherwise, you have weird sauerkraut. And the type of mollusk where you'd find a pearl, generally you find that in an oyster. Got to say goodbye to Ray and Nana. And Ray, you pushed the champion there for a while. We thank you very much for a very well-played game.
Thank you.
Nana, you've got that Halley-scope, the cash and funding, the $315. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
But Curtis Warren, with just four prizes on the board, joins me once again at that winner's board. Come on, Curtis. He really pushed you there for a while. Congratulations. Four prizes left up there on the board. There are his and her fur coats, would look lovely for you and your wife, Sharon. $3,000 in cash. $10,000 in cash. One other prize. You've got some great trips, and this would go great with the trip. Jay?
Travel first class with this beautiful luggage. Imported from Italy and completely made by hand. Each piece is one of a kind. Fashioned in softest leather with hand-pounded brass trim. Elegant pieces furnished by Leather Conspiracy. And this price is worth $2,655.
That is very nice. And you've got a couple of great trips, including when you're going to Montreal, and you got a trip to Jamaica that you got up on the board. So
not to mention San Francisco.
San Francisco, that's right. We could have sent you to Palm Springs. All right, there are just four prizes left up there. You make a match, that prize is yours, Curtis. Good luck. Start picking.
Lucky 11.
Number 11. Is it lucky? $3,000 in cash. Find the match. That would indeed be lucky.
Let's go with number 18.
Number 18. He's looking for a match, and there's the luggage.
Number 15.
Number 15. His and her fur jackets. Very nice.
Nice prize. Try number 5.
Number 5. And $10,000 in cash, but not a match yet.
Number 2.
Number 2. Do we have a match? Well, a win card. The next thing is an automatic match. You've got three numbers to choose from. What are you going to win?
Number 6.
Number 6 for the win.
You got the luggage.
You got that beautiful, beautiful luggage. Let's go over and take a good look at it over here, Curtis. Very nice. It really will look terrific on the trip. So enjoy that. Wow. Sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, this
gorgeous.
Is great.
Looks like you should be taking off for the Orient Express with this. Well, we'll talk about travel and nice things with some nice luggage, and you and your wife, Sharon, will look gorgeous with that, traveling to many and sundry places, including Palm Springs. Three prizes left for our champion. Well, we'll wrap things up and give you his great total right after this commercial timeout. Really a good stuff.
This is a real life.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, you better believe it's real leather. Well, as I mentioned, just three more prizes up on the board. Curtis Warren has knocked seven of them off the board. He's got $56,625 in cash and prizes. Two new challenges next time on Say Hello to Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.